Hi. So this is Now I See a Person Institute, and we're doing a podcast, and we want to wish everybody a happy holiday. And this podcast is going to reflect on one person's journey, and I'm going to let them describe for themselves what this journey entailed. All right.
Hi. So I wanted to express what my how it's been for me, my experience, how it's been with me having this support system of having you guys with me, of feeling like, wow, I'm not going through this journey by myself. And so whenever I would face moments in my life where I felt overwhelmed, like getting registered for school, signing up for classes, making doctor's appointments sometimes, then just having you there to say, oh, well, let me help you by looking up this number, or let me help you make a list of the steps we need to take to get you into these classes or to get you into this doctor's appointment. So just having that support system, feeling the humanity in this whole process was really helpful for me. It gave me the courage and the self-esteem that I needed to say, well, you know what? It's not so bad because I have this support system. I have these people that are walking the path with me. And then it doesn't feel so terrible. Then it takes all that pressure off because it's not just me anymore. It's you and Emma and
Yeah, that's oh no, that's fine. You can mention
Okay.
names. It's okay for you to mention
Okay.
names.
It's you and Emma helping me along the way. And I love that. I love that it's not just like you're just signing me off and saying, okay, well, here you go. That's it. Bye, our time is over. You guys are have always been there whenever I needed to talk or I needed to express something, get something off my chest, or I'm just too anxious to get into the role of th into the rhythm of things, and you always help me out, and I really deeply appreciate that, and I'll always appreciate that because I guess I wasn't used to it. I was just so beat up by having to walk the road alone for so many years that it was kind of hard for me to believe that anyone would be willing to walk the road with me. So just having that support and that genuine care has made all the difference for me in the world.
So, when I was listening, I was thinking about all the times that you were so courageous and that you had these ideas of what was best for you. And, I think sometimes, because, for example, when people are in our like in our field, I think unfortunately they really don't learn how to be human beings with each other. I think they, they feel that
Yes.
they need to have these expert opinions that is then and it comes from a good intention because they want to help. But then they neglect accidentally the human interaction that can happen. And, with Now I See a Person Institute, we work as teams. So I think that human interaction is then amplified, that you have more than just one person's perspectives. And so of course, if we have been through college, then what would be a natural step would be to share how maybe we navigated it. Because as we were talking earlier, especially with going to a junior college, and this is nothing against junior colleges. I love, community colleges. But sometimes there's just not that support there for people to be able to navigate classes, which classes they need. I think, we were talking earlier about, knowing someone that, they're almost at the end of their associates and they've only talked to a counselor once for such a small period of time. And so, we do have like this, you know, knowledge of what we went through. So, you know, I think that, you know, by having, like, if you as a therapist do allow yourself to have a genuine, authentic relationship that goes beyond like wanting to tell somebody what to do or teaching them a skill set, that these types of things naturally occur. And, you know, I loved that we were able to stay on the phone with you while you called some people that were integral in your educational path, because I would have wanted something like that. You know, like, it's hard to, you know, once you get off the phone with somebody, to have to maintain that level of courage, because sometimes they even forget what we're going to say.
It's yeah.
Kind of like
it's
going
so
in,
true.
Like going into a doctor's office, right? And you're like, and you leave and you're like, you want that line that will allow you to go back in so you can re-ask a question or something. So we're so used to, you know, just kind of being, oh, okay. And then it's like, wow, what should I do now? Like, so, you know, it's, and I think if more people knew about this, how easy things can be, we'd have more people. And again, not that people need to graduate from college, but we would have more people that would be graduating from college, because it wouldn't be so incredibly daunting. It wouldn't be, you know, we need communities. And as we were talking earlier, it's not just, you know, you need in a community. We all need communities. It's nothing that there's something amiss with us. And you know, I think that's what I wish, that every therapeutic moment could be something like this, where you design it, and then we help you on what you want to design. And then, you know, if we have another topic like health, then in, it doesn't have to be like, oh, we're going to stay on one topic, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And, you know, it's been wonderful to see how happy you are.
Yeah, it's definitely been a big change. And I think one of the biggest differences between your institute and the average therapist would be that with you guys, there's no line that says, like, this is where my expertise, this is where I am, and then beyond this line, it's you. And it's just, you know, someone telling you, this is what's wrong with you, this is what I think is wrong with you. It's an us thing. Okay, so when I'm stressing out, like when I was stressing out about school, like, oh yeah, I really want to be self-sufficient. I know that I have to get to school to be self-sufficient, but I don't know where to start, because I'm first generation American. You know, I can't rely on my parents to help guide me. So where do I find that guidance and support? And that's where you guys came in. And you made it not a me problem, you made it an us problem. Like, okay, let's do this. Let's go online. Let's make this call. Let's get you in these classes. It was always an us thing. You were always with me, next to me. You were never above me. You were always with me. And that helped me believe in myself even more. It helped motivate me to get through it. And because you've been through that path, you've been through school, you really knew exactly what I needed to hear and how to guide me. And I love that. I feel like that makes you different from everyone else.
So, and navigate it, you have, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I didn't have the courage before to speak up and ask questions and go see people at offices and ask around, but now I do. It's not as daunting as it used to be in the beginning.
And so, if you were talking maybe about how, where you are now and looking back to where you were then, what would be like some things like that you would just say to people that maybe that are here and listening that they could do right now for them for themselves?
Where I was then, when I first started, I didn't believe that my voice mattered. I didn't believe that anyone would want to be bothered with what I needed or what I had to say. And it is the complete opposite now. I feel like my voice does matter, like my voice has worth. People do care about what I have to say, and people do care, enough to help me along the road. When I have a question, I know that they're willing to hear and they're willing to answer. So people that are on a similar path, I just want to say that, yeah, your voice does matter. You matter. You deserve to be in a place surrounded by people that care about you. You deserve comfort. You deserve rest. You deserve all the good things in life. And where someone isn't willing to answer you or to give you that respect to hear you out, it's not a you problem, it's a them problem. And you just have to surround yourself by people that see the human in you and respect that, because not everyone sees the humanity and the worth in others. And it has nothing to do with you. It's some issues that they have to work out. So I think that's pretty much what I would have wanted to hear when I was just starting with my healing journey. That's what I would have made the most impact for me.
And that there's always hope, that even if we're very impatient of not feeling like hope has embraced us, it is out there waiting, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always there. You just have to keep looking, I guess. Just refuse to make room for anyone that doesn't value you or your time or your voice. Don't make room for those people. Just refuse to allow them in your life. And know that you are worthy, and just refuse to accept anything less than what you're worth.
So I was thinking that I hope that if there's anybody out there listening that is feeling less than today, or that their struggles are too insurmountable, that that isn't necessarily something that what would you call it, that they need to buy into. Or what, how would you state it?
If they're not feeling worthy, I'm sure it's because they felt ignored for a very long time. But when you stop ignoring yourself and you start honoring what your body needs and what you need, that's when you start feeling like you start feeling heard. And then slowly you'll start demanding to be heard. It's a process. I don't know how I would label that place, but it's not a happy place. I know that. It's not a good place, but I think just start by honoring your own needs. Like if you know that you need rest, don't tell yourself, "Well, I don't deserve to take a break yet because I didn't get through my homework yet, or I didn't do this X, Y, and Z thing yet." Just say, "Well, my body says it's tired. I'm gonna take a nap, or I'm gonna rest." Don't just drink that other energy drink. Don't have that other cup of coffee or tea to get through it so you can deserve that rest. You do deserve that rest, and take it. And just learn to pick up on the signals that your body sends you of what you need, if you need to eat, if you need rest, if you need a break, if you need to take a couple days off of things, then do it.
Yeah. So, I often think that sometimes we're the last person to think of in our lives, and having those opportunities when we're in a very hopeless place to make room for these types of thoughts is very important. And, I know your thoughts along with mine is that with everybody listening to this, that we hope that they travel through these holiday days having self-worth, because not always can they depend on these days, right, to provide self-worth.
And the holidays can also be very demanding on some people, especially if they're not comfortable like socializing, or if you know how sometimes families will shame you if you don't want to go to that family member's house, like, well, how dare you not want to spend time with family? Sometimes honoring yourself means you listen to that need that you have of just being by yourself or not being around those certain family members, and just not doing it and sticking your ground and saying, no, I'm sorry, I won't be able to come by this year. And that's a way of honoring yourself too, and not letting their feelings and their opinions affect you and your perception of yourself.
So where you're in that community, like even if sometimes the communities aren't supporting us, we have to be our own support system within that community.
There are some seasons where you're your only support system.
Yeah. And then, like everything else, that changes too.
Yeah, then there's good seasons where you have support coming from all directions.
Yeah. Yep. So, what wonderful thoughts that we were able to generate together today. And I'm so glad that we had this time. It won't be the last. So I just want to wish everybody that is participating with me right now and people that will hear this later on the best during the last of 2022. So, yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.